dark in the city, night is a white.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Gotham recap show where we rant and rave and review. Yes, the latest episode. It was Rise of the Villains, Scarification. It aired on Monday night, October 19th. Today's Tuesday, the 20th. And alongside of me, my Gotham equal fan, Miss Amy McCracken of the VRO.com.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Internet.
So, last week, we got our socks rocked. Did your socks get rocked last night?
Yes, they did.
And I'm talking about the episode. I'm not talking about...
Oh, I know. You're talking about Ben.
Mm. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
No, I loved last night's episode.
Last night, we had a couple of stories going on. We had pretty much Penguin, Butch, Theo needs something out of a safe drama with that. Then we had the Pine Brothers and Bridget, a.k.a. Firefly. And Selena and Butch recovering pyromaniacs, blowing crap up. Then we had Gordon, then we had a date.
We had it all, and it was wrapped up in a pretty little bow.
So, it was kind of crazy, though.
It was all over the place, but anyway, that's what we love about Gotham.
I have my notes here, and some of the things that got my nipples hard. Probably I'm looking here and I just want to say out of everything that I'm looking at, probably the one thing that I was like, what? Go ahead, say it.
When the kid blew up.
No. Really?
Really?
Jesus. When Penguin cut off Butch's hand.
Oh, I don't want to relive that. You know I love Butch because we've had him on the VRO before to talk about one of his movies. Mm-hmm. So you know I love Butch. And yeah.
You know what? I was wondering what was going through Penguin's mind when he was like, keep drinking, keep drinking, keep drinking. I was like, dude, is he trying to? And that was to numb the pain that was about to come.
Yeah, but don't they know alcohol makes your blood thinner? So now he's going to bleed to death. Way to go, Penguin.
Butch can't die. He's a beast. Oh, my gosh. When I saw that, my mouth just freaking dropped. I was like,
yeah.
I mean, Penguin has to sell it. They have to sell it. And
but it was like, okay, beat him up. You know, that's what he's going to do. He's going to beat him up.
No.
Not cut his freaking hand off. But I guess, you know, seeing that that's what the Waynes did to Theo's ancestor. Okay, what do you think of that storyline?
I thought that was another thing that I really enjoyed. When they visited Edwidge and she was talking about this knife, I was like, okay, this is cool, the story. I was like, oh, the Waynes were kind of ruthless and jealous back then.
They got history, dude.
Nothing like Bruce. So now, and that's what I was waiting for. It was right when Penguin's like, what did they change the Dumas? Changed their name to, and I was like, come on, say it. And they were like, the Galavans. I was like, yes, that is why. But you know what? It was weird though, because I really thought, you know, Theo this whole time has been, you know, saying that, you know, blood and Gotham is going to be taken back and blah, 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 blah. But he never said it until the very end of this episode where it's like, they straight up want Wayne revenge. They want Bruce dead.
Yeah, Bruce is the last Wayne, and they want him gone.
Yes, that Father Creo, when he showed up, I was like, who's this guy? And then when he started saying, you know, more people are coming, more warriors are coming across, and do you have Bruce yet? I was like, wait a second, why are you messing with my Bruce? And then all of a sudden, it's like, Bruce will die.
Mm-hmm.
So, hell is about to come.
Do you think when, because obviously Jim's going to back Theo now.
Yeah.
Do you think when Penguin sees Theo and Gordon together on television that he's going to go to Gordon and be like, yo, you're in bed with the devil?
I don't think he will, because for the fact that he's got his mom, you know,
he should.
And I think that if he didn't have his mom, I think he would Penguin If I were Penguin, I would make another deal with Gordon, say, you're going to owe me big time, but I'm going to tell you some information. But he's not. He can't. Because yeah. he's got bigger fish to fry, his mom. And that's the whole point of Bruce going – Butch going in there and, you know, saving them. I mean, straight up, we're going to get in there. You're going to infiltrate. You're going to be liked. And then you're going to find my mom and you're going to rescue her.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I saw Gordon go over there and be like, I got your back to be a mayor. Endorse. I'm going to endorse you. I was like, ah! You know, and Theo's just kind of grinning. I mean, he's just got this big, giant master plan. But I did not see that. I didn't see that story. The story was really, really good.
I'm happy they finally, there's a reason for Theo. Because at first I was like, what the fuck's his reason? So I'm glad that, you know, they gave us finally a
did you really,
reason
did,
for
that
him.
Really bothered you or something?
It did.
Why? He just wanted Gotham back. It was obvious he wanted to cause. Why did he need a reason?
He needed a reason.
Oh, God. That's your overanalyzing self.
Exactly.
Yeah, me, I didn't care. You don't like Gotham? You don't like the people? Kill everybody. I don't care. I don't need it. But this was a nice.
Kill Theo.
This was a nice story. In the beginning episode, the first notes I put down, Tabitha is so hot.
Of course you did.
That's when she says, when she's like, I'm bored. He's like, well, you know, you got Barbara. And she's like, Barbara sleeps a lot and she's crazy.
Yeah. Of course she's crazy.
I was like, yes. And then I wrote, my third line was, Tabitha is ruthless. She don't play. She does not play.
No, she doesn't. And I really hope she dies a horrible death.
Shut up already.
You know she's going to.
No, I do not. She's a badass.
Yes.
She's a badass.
If they kill Bruce.
They're not going to kill Bruce. Are you crazy?
They can't kill Bruce. Kill Bruce, so she's got to die.
Why would she have to die and not? I don't understand. Why? Why?
Because
you're jealous?
She's trying to kill.
Because you're jealous because she's so hot? See? You're disconnected. That's what happens when you talk about Tabitha. Bam! Amy's gone. She's been disconnected. Will she return to the podcast? I don't know. There she goes. I'm going to keep recording this because we're going to keep going. So anyways, as I was saying, people, Tabitha is extremely, extremely hot. Oh, God. Here she is. Hold on, people. Let's see what she has to say. Hello. How can we help you?
Apparently you hung up on me because
no,
I said she died.
No. That was the stars and the alignment. That was called karma. That was called the supernatural. You do not mess with my Tabitha. Okay, the spirits.
Okay, Tabitha, you're going to live forever.
There you go. I was continuing the show without you.
So what I miss?
Tabitha is hot.
There we go.
That's what I said. so don't mess with the spirits. Okay.
Okay.
I swear to God, I didn't do anything. I swear. I would take. That's what makes it such a better story.
It was the Tabitha lovers. They cracked my shit.
It's the supernatural. Yeah. I'm okay, telling girl. You. I'm telling you.
I love it. Okay, where are we at?
I definitely liked. I love Penguin going off on that dude with the fireplace poker. Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, you don't want to give Penguin bad news.
He's really high strung right now because of his mom. But you know, and the crazy thing about Penguin is most people when they're emotionally messed up, they don't think straight. But Penguin thinks better when he's stressed out. It seems.
Yeah.
You know, that whole plan he got was awesome. Let's see what else I have here. I love the whole Costco. I call it the Costco. The Merc. I love the warehouse where you could just buy anything, explosive guns. That was cool.
Knew the kid was going to blow up, though, right? As soon as he put the thing in his pants and they were like, oh, yeah, it's getting ready to be busted. You knew he was going to blow up.
I did not know he was going to blow up. I thought they were going to shoot him like they did, but I didn't think he was going to blow up. So, and that apparently that happened to be your favorite part.
That was. I was like, haha.
And as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. But I thought the family was going to get more revenge, but it's like they were just a little pissed off and that was it. So, I don't know. But I'm glad that Bridget, first of all, what did you think about Bridget?
A weak when I first seen her.
Well, I don't know if she's weak.
Yeah, she was weak. I mean, come on, she was crying.
Because her brothers were assholes.
They're not her brothers.
I know.
Like, get your own fucking beer.
See, whatever. You know what? You try to act like that. And no, whatever.
That's true, because Mike pushes me around all the time.
I do. Because you know your place.
That is totally our relationship. I'm Bridget, and she's the brothers.
No, you're not even Bridget. Sorry, you're not even. Let's just keep moving forward. Let's keep moving forward because you're digging yourself in a hole. So that whole story there, and then Bridget turns into Firefly. What'd you think about her whole suit and the flamethrower stuff?
I liked it.
No, you didn't. I can tell.
Well, let me finish. I'm upset that she killed the cute cop.
Well, that was by accident.
Still.
He got her from behind. You could see the fluids, and then she just turned around, and he got caught on fire. That wasn't her fault.
Why'd they have to kill the cute one?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. You know what? Not too bright, was he? Not too bright, he was.
I like her suit, but now Selena is, you know, she's taking care of a cop killer because that's what they're going after. They're going after the cop killer.
True, but that's Selena's friend, and the streets have a code.
They do, but you know? I mean, and Selena in some hot water.
And Selena knows that Bridget was thrown into this. She didn't want to do this, but now that she's excited about doing it. But next, do you see what's going to happen next week?
No, I didn't see the preview.
Oh, Lord. Bridget and Selena together. There's a picture, and Barnes is like, we got a picture of this one, and do you know this one? And Gordon's like, I know her, which is a picture of Selena. So then they go after her, and then Selena has the flamethrower on Gordon. Oh, yeah, it's going to be on next week. It's going to be on. But I like Bridget. I like the Firefly suit and everything else. That was cool. You noticing that Selena's starting to get a little bit softer, like nicer, caring?
You know? Well, I mean... She got bitch slapped by Alfred.
Do you think she's getting soft, or do you think that that's just how she is with her friends?
That just might be how she is with her friends.
That means she likes Bruce.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite parts with her was her and Butch, and she was like, yeah, me and my monkey. That was like my favorite line of the episode.
You really watch a different kind of show than I do. You're like, my favorite line was, here's my monkey, and my favorite part was when the kid blew up. Wow. Do you really watch the show like I do?
Yes.
Or are you just kind of like on your phone?
And I'm like, okay,
you're Skyping.
This is what my notes are going to say. Yeah, his is all this, this, and this. So let me throw in some humor.
God. What'd you think about the double date?
I kind of liked it.
Because I know you have a thing for Ed.
I do. I kind of like it.
Ed's a lot suave. He's more...
He's confident. He's got Miss Kringle. Confidence in.
He's got Miss Kringle eating fondue. I thought that was a funny, awkward date.
But I like how the doctor, who I hate,
Lee,
she says, you know, every pot has a lid.
Yep. And apparently, but you know what? I'm a little worried about Kringle and Ed's relationship because it's just going too perfect. So, you know, I'm glad.
Now, is she going to end up dead, or is he going to turn her and she's going to become?
I don't know. It's like right now I'm like, I'm happy that you're happy, Ed, but you just, is this something going to happen? Because I don't want to be like high-fiving and then is he going to snap? Is she going to discover something? I don't know. It just seems too good for Ed.
It would be cool to see her turn bad.
I don't know if she has a bad bone in her body. She just seems very, you know, Miss Kringle's just kind of, I don't know. She just hops around a lot of guys. I'm not saying she sleeps with everybody. I'm just saying, I don't know. Well, I hope Ed gets some Kringle nookie before all the drama happens. Because all that work and nothing happens, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be upset for him.
And you know, he hasn't already got the nookie.
He hasn't. I think they kissed. He was smiling the next day. He was on cloud 9. But see, that could be Ed because he finally kissed the girl that he really, really likes. And that could be, if they had already been dating and he came to the office like that, I'd be like, oh yeah, he got some nookie. But see, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it yet. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. Gotham addicts, everybody. What do y'all think? Has he already slept with Miss Kringle? That's what I want to know. That's a million dollar
question. I like how your priorities are set.
That's what I need to know. That's what I want to know.
Did Ed get some or not?
Yeah, that's what I need to know. I think that's it for me.
That's it for me.
I mean, I thought this episode
was great.
But
we covered everything.
Yeah, it was great. And next week's going to be
even one thing we didn't cover was, do you think Fish is going to be back? Because they threw her name quite a bit. They were like, well, if she comes back.
I don't think she's dead.
You don't think she's dead?
I don't think she's dead. I think she landed in the water. And she's going to wind up being on a beach somewhere. Or someone found her. I don't think she's dead. I think she's going to come back. She was too
think
tough.
She's going to be the one coming back to save the city, or is Falcon going to come back and save the city?
No, I don't think. I don't think anybody's going to save the city. I think it's going to be. It's got to get.
Somebody's
really
going to save the city from Theo.
It's got to get really bad. I mean, if it's going in, and I'm not saying it's following the whole Batman stuff, but Gotham was a bad city. I remember. Yeah. So it's got to get bad, you know, and I think it's going to be one of those cities where it's just it's got to get worse before it gets better. I don't want anybody to save the city. I like how it is. I like the direction it's going in right now.
Yeah.
You know, now you got the Strike Force crew. They just lost one of their guys. They did throw out what's her face, Fish Mooney. I want Fish Mooney to come back because she was badass. I know you've never been a fan of her.
I was when she changed her eye color.
You never liked her. Don't go back.
No, I did. Remember I said, okay, I like her when she's coming back.
Stop it. Do you think she's coming back or you think she's dead?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Come on, you gotta give me an answer.
I don't think she's dead either. I think she's with Falcon, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
God, let's end this now because you're not making any sense.
How's that not making any sense?
Now you think Fish is with
Falcon. Thank you, Internet. Mike,
two, you like the kid that blew up. And three, your favorite line is, here's my monkey.
Okay, everyone, you can follow me on Twitter at AmyVRO. You can go to thevro.com for Variety Radio Online's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, all that good stuff.
Is that it?
Where can they find you, Mike?
They can find me at iwatchmike.com. That is my blog. I posted up some new stuff there actually today. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course, you can check out our audioboom.com channels. My channel is audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Do that. And Amy's is audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. So go there and you can check out all our other stuff, check out all our recap shows, all that good stuff. So everybody have a great remaining week. And then weekend, yep. And we'll be back. Next new episode airs
next
on Monday.
Next Tuesday.
Well, it airs Monday, and then we talk Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be back next Tuesday.
Please get your notes together.
Mike, say goodbye.
Jeez, you suck!
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like